This sound was recorded on December the 7th, 1963, medium Leslie Flint.
Not far away.
No, I know.
Never far away.
No.
Even though it may be occasions when I can't possibly get through or it's difficult or something, and I don't probably do so well when I do get through. Point is that I'm always doing my best and always trying my hardest, and I'm never, never far away, even when nothing happens. Everything depends on so many things. Atmosphere, vibrations, conditions, health, all sorts of factors. What would you say?
Oh, we're not blaming you.
Oh, it's all the same for two of us. I'm doing my best, mate.
Oh, dear. Poor Mickey.
Hello.
Hello, Doctor.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Nice to be able to come and speak to you again.
Yes, I know.
Actually, I don't wish to stay very long. I have no wish to take up too much time. Besides, I very much want you to have a talk for as long as possible with Rudy. So I'll leave you in his hands, and should I not be able to come back, I wish you a very, very peaceful, very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much, sir.
Today to come and speak to you again, you know.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear.
Yes.
Because there are occasions when it is a little difficult, you know, to be absolutely certain that one is being heard properly.
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Well, I have a feeling that today you are full of questions. And I think I know what the most important question is, and that is regard to Lynn and her book.
Yes, it is.
Well, it places me, you know, in a very difficult position, because I realize that basically I am responsible. But perhaps what is not made very clear is that I am not responsible for the method or the approach in the writing. I am concerned with forgetting self, forgetting personality, forgetting the I, as it were. As I've often said, when I or anyone else from this side that has made any progress at all, we endeavor to forget ourself, we endeavor to forget in a sense what we have been, or in a sense what we may have become. In a sense we feel that we are the instrument of a great truth, we are the instrument of a greater power, and in consequence we are concerned not with self, but with the message, with the words that we are able to deliver, endeavoring by those words to interpret and portray something which is so fundamental to all men, and yet at the same time is far removed from all men. What I mean by that is that one endeavors to express the love and the power and the beauty and the will of God in so many diverse ways. And as we approach and progress to certain levels of consciousness and awareness, so we become more and more enthused with our experiences and our life and the great possibilities that lie ahead in unfoldment and development of the human soul, that we lose in the process a great deal of the self. By that I do not wish to convey that the self, in a sense, is not important. For instance, every incarnation or every life, whatever one may have achieved or indeed not have achieved in a certain period of time when on earth, it has its importance, it has its bearing, of course, as it must do, on the gradual evolution of the human soul. Therefore, in a sense, individual existences, individual lives are important. And I would not have people think that we lose our identity in the process. That all this, of course, is very important to understand. But what I think is important is not so much the individual, and not so much the fact that a person has been in this incarnation or that incarnation a person of some importance, but surely the important thing is that which one has to convey, that which one has to say. And this book, which I am in a sense responsible for, inasmuch that the messages which it contains are my contribution and the main contribution, this is important. But what is not so important is the individual. And I think the tragic part of this is that too much of the individual self enters into it, too much of the personal element. I am not suggesting that the personal element has not its place or its importance, but if we are to reach people, we must first of all make sure that we ourselves as individuals or personalities are not intruding too much and in consequence perhaps even affecting or prejudicing the minds of people who otherwise would be interested or read the substance, which after all is all that matters. It is the substance that matters, and not the individual, not the personality. And I think this is the tragedy in regard to this, that will have no doubt a great effect upon its success, if success it can be. I think the whole thing is that the approach and the method that has been applied is the wrong one. I think this is the big fault. And although, of course, I realize that to some extent, if a book has to have personality, it must have, in a sense, a personal touch. No one could possibly deny that. But I do not think this book, in itself, does what it is set out to do. It is too much written from the personal point of view, too much from the individual approach. I think it must be a vehicle, and to be a vehicle of that which I myself have endeavored or tried to communicate, it must be written in such a way that the individual personality or personalities concerned are less important than the substance that is given through. And I think it is just the reverse. I think there is too much emphasis on the individuals, that is, Lynn herself as the writer. Also, there is too much emphasis given to other individuals and certain facts which are irrelevant, in my opinion, to that which we have tried to impart. There are certain material things about it which cause concern and which certainly cannot possibly be understood. And there are also certain other things which I'm quite sure many people on reading will not understand, and in fact it would even prejudice their minds to read further. In other words, it seems to me that the way in which it has been written is not the way in which it will appeal to the public. I think that it's going to defeat its own ends. I think that people are going to be very prejudiced, even assuming that it is published, prejudiced in the early chapters before they get to the subject matter, which is the vital part. There's too much, and yet at the same time not enough, preliminary, of the right kind.
Well, Leslie and I feel exactly the same. We read it last night, and our attitude to it is exactly the same as yours.
I do not know quite how to clarify this without, of course, talking to Lynn personally. It's very difficult, because I feel sure that this could lead to a great deal of unpleasantness and unhappiness. And I feel that the whole tragedy of this lies in the fact that Lynn, either unconsciously or consciously, it's very difficult for me to say exactly which it is in this respect, has brought herself too much into the picture. I think she should realize that if she is going to do a great deal of good, and that is appeal to the minds of the average person and to the person who is going to be helped by this work that I and others are endeavoring to do, the personal element must be so sublimated, it must be pushed right into the background. For instance, I'm quite sure a lot of this stuff that has been written will have no interest whatsoever for the average person. They will not even understand it or comprehend it, and indeed many people will be inclined to ridicule it and draw wrong conclusions. It seems to me that the book must be written from a certain angle, and there can only be one angle that is the right one. And it seems to me that right angle must surely be from the point of view of the proof of the right kind of communication, the realization that death is not the end but the doorway to a greater life, a fuller life, and the realization that one must have by experience in the realms of spirit, and the ability to bring back that experience so that it may be of service and help to uplift others in your world. I feel that a certain amount of evidence, of course, of communication, of the authenticity of survival and communication is necessary. But I think there is too much that is written which is unnecessary, and not enough written that is necessary to make the book the kind of book which I would like to see and which I feel could be a success in consequence. I think that Lynn will have to completely rewrite it, have to delete a great deal of substance which I feel will already, if it were to be published in its present form, prejudice the reader, prejudice the success of the book in consequence. I think she should devote far more to the communications that she has received, and the messages, and to some extent the evidence, but much, much less should she discuss personal things as she sees them, or as they have affected her. I don't think the public are going to be interested in Lynn as a person. They're not going to be interested in her personal affairs and her personal life. I think that she's already set the scene, in a sense, so badly that people will assume that she is merely nothing more or less than a fanatic who admires an actor who is long since dead, and that the rest of what she has received, which is truth, she has concocted or dreamed up or assumed. In other words, the basis, she has not created a correct basis on which to supply the rest. I do not suggest that the basis which she has given in the book is not necessarily correct, but I don't think that people are going to be sufficiently able to understand it or to accept it. I think that she has, in a sense, prejudiced the whole book by bringing too much of herself into it. people are not going to be concerned that she is, from childhood, a great admirer of myself, in the sense that she was, in a sense, fanatical, as some people will see it, although she may deny it. The whole point is that there's so much that must be left out of the book that the public will not understand and will not be able to stomach. I think that if this book is to be a success, it must be shown him much more of the teachings of the Spirit and the realization of the Spirit and what the power of the Spirit can achieve and do and has done in the past and possibly will do, as we hope, in the future. There must be much less of the personal element. And until that is eradicated, I see no hope for the book, either in its publication or in any way its success. It seems to me that Pauline has written it word for word, factually, but it is not the kind of factual approach that will make for the success of the book, either if it were to be published or even if it were not to, even if it were to be privately circulated. I do not feel that it fits into any particular groove. I suppose a book, in a sense, should not fit into a groove. Nobody wishes to be in a groove. But what I'm trying to convey is that she's not appealing to any particular public at all. In fact, as I see the book at the moment, it does not seem as though it would appeal to any particular group of individuals or people. The teachings, yes. I may seem from this that I am assuming that the teachings are the only thing that matters, which, after all, I do feel is the most important thing, because after all, I do not consider, when I come and speak, that it is me that is important. It is that is said. After all, I am only, in a sense, the purveyor of other people's thoughts too, not only my own.
Yes, I understand. Rudy, what advice do you give to Leslie this book, because he is supposed to be reviewing it?
Well, I think we must accept the fact that in his present state, the book has little hope of publication and that it will not be published. I think it needs complete revision. A great deal of the personal element must be eradicated. I'm quite sure a lot of the things that Lynn has written in that book have no interest whatsoever to the general public, and they will not in some instances even understand some of it, and it would prejudice the success of the book. I feel that she should consider completely rewriting some of it, particularly leave the messages as they are, make them, as it were, more in chronological order, so that they link up together more perfectly. And of course, there is still much more that I would like to say. I do not feel yet that I've been able to say anywhere near many of the things that are very necessary. I do not know why Lynn feels, even at this stage, that the book is finished. It may well be that she feels that it is. I do not feel satisfied myself with all that I've been able to contribute, quite apart from anything else. I feel that this is not yet the time for the book to be published. I do not think it is ready for publication. I feel it needs completely revising, and much must come out, particularly the personal element, less about personalities, individuals. The better it will be, the more it will be readable. A certain amount, of course, must remain, but it seems to me there's too much that people will not understand, and they will jump to the wrong conclusions. They will feel, even as they read some of those early chapters, prejudiced. They're going to form a very wrong opinion, possibly, even of Lynn herself, which will jeopardize the success of the book. That is that aspect that worries me most. Last thing I want is a book written about me or concerning me, and particularly concerning my work from this side, from the angle of what some people will assume to be a fanatical woman who is in love with me. And this seems to me is the part that comes out so strongly that it's going to create not a good impression but a bad one, and certainly will do no good to the work of the Spirit, the work that I and others are trying to do. We are forgetting ourselves. That is the point that I want to keep stressing. We are in our progression, and our desire to serve humanity becoming more and more aware of the work that we have to do, we're less conscious of ourselves. And I feel that there's too much consciousness of self coming out into the, in the book, of the personal, which is all wrong. It is, this book must be not a personal thing, but it must be an all-embracing thing that embraces all peoples, irrespective of color, creed, or nationality. It is the teachings that matter, not the individuals. And it seems to me that in this book, as it is written, the individuals play the most important part. This, to my way of thinking, is completely contrary to what I've hoped and wanted, and I feel that Lynn must be made to realize this.
Well, how can we approach it so that we're not going to hurt her in any way?
Well, one does not wish. One does not wish to do anything that is in any way underhand. And it seems to me that although one does not desire to hurt another soul's feeling, particularly one who has endeavored, and she has truly endeavored on this, that it seems to me that she cannot help but intrude her own personality and her own ideas. And one can only hope at this stage that the book will not be published, and that she will herself begin to realize that it must be greatly revised and possibly in places rewritten. And I think that there's no doubt that it will not be published in its present form, that it may yet be published in a different form at a later date, one may hope for. But by that time I shall be able to give new information, new substance, which will add to the book and the quality of it. And possibly she will realize, and it will be made very clear to her, that the reason why the book cannot go into publication is because of the element of self and personality which has intruded itself far too much. I think possibly next time she comes I will try and explain some of this to her myself.
You wouldn't like, I suppose it's impossible for her to hear this.
Well, I see no reason why she should not hear this tape if you, or if possibly it would be a good thing. I do not see, the point is that I'm anxious that she should realize this. And at the same time, naturally, I do not want her to be upset, unduly upset or hurt. But the most important thing about this is surely that although a certain amount of self or personality must come into it, at the same time, that is not the important thing. And what concerns and worries me most is that people are going to form wrong opinions and jump to wrong conclusions. When they read certain aspects of the book, certain parts of the book, they're going to form a very wrong idea and opinion of the individual who wrote it, and assume that this is the ravings of a strange kind of person who is very much enamored of a film star. You see, the wrong angle, it seems to me, has been approached. The less that is said about self and the reasons for the approach and for the... It seems to me that the whole approach is wrong. It must be written not from, so much from the personal angle. There's so much that condemns in the eyes of the public. No one denies a certain aspect of the truth, and indeed it is factual, but there's so much will not be understood. It will cause, certainly if it were published, it would cause a great deal of controversy, and certainly would bring discredit rather than credit upon the work that we're trying to do, because I'm sure people will not accept seriously that which has been given through because of the other things which give the wrong impression. I think the whole thing must be completely revised if it is to be a success.
Yes.
I do not think in any case that that book has an earthly opportunity of being published in its present form. And I think that if she realizes that, whether Lynn will continue and revise it and get to work on it and cut a great deal out which must come out, one can't say. I realize that she's worked very hard of it. I appreciate all the effort that is made. But it is so important in this, it seems to me, to know how to put oneself into the background. There's too much intrusion by personalities, which I think is a great mistake. certain aspects of the book concern me very much indeed, because I think they would do a great deal of harm. Now, I'm not concerned about any harm to me, it can do me no harm, but in a sense it can bring discredit, it will be very much misunderstood. All that matters is the message of the Spirit, the truth of the Spirit. Individuals, whether that's myself or Lynn or any other person that may be involved or mentioned in that book, is unimportant. It is the message of the Spirit that matters. How far we can reach out and help humanity. We are only concerned with the good that can be achieved, the good that can be done. It must be completely revised, and a great deal must come out of the individual self. Certain chapters in that book need completely rewriting, as I see it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but what can I do?
Well, it's better that it should be so now, Lydia, because at least it gives her a chance to correct.
The only thing, perhaps the kindest thing, would be, at this stage, to do nothing, because I think it is so obvious that the book will not be accepted. It will go to this publisher and to that publisher, and it will be returned, no doubt courteously. But at the same time, I think it is so obvious that it cannot go into print in its present state, because it will and could do a certain amount of harm, whereas we are trying to do good. It could bring to some people the wrong idea. This must not be considered the ravings of a woman who is a fanatic, a woman who is in love with someone on this side of life. So much has gone into that book which concerns me, which worries me, inasmuch that it gives the wrong interpretation, the wrong idea. People are not even ready to understand some of those things. And then again, there is so much that must be put in that will help people to understand other things. It is too confused.
So you advise that not scanning to them at all?
At this stage, no. Perhaps it would be as well, no. Perhaps in my own way, it would be better if I speak to her direct, which I shall do after a time when she realizes there's something wrong, that she cannot get the book published. Then that will be the time to talk about it more generally. And then I can say, well, I think it is because of this or that, and advise her accordingly. At this stage, it is best to wait. I'm sorry, but there you are. That is how it is. But it will serve a purpose, even so. Out of all this, there will come experience which will be very necessary and very good. There is a lot in the book that, of course, I've wanted it to be published, and will no doubt be published, eventually, but not at this stage, not in this way. The personal element must come out of it. There's too much of the self, too much of the personality, too much of I am concerned, as it were, with this or with that. When you learn, when you develop, as I and others have done, you realize that we ourselves, as individuals, though we have an important place, we begin to realize we only become somebody, we only achieve something when we begin to forget ourselves and we look upon ourselves as instruments of a greater power and a greater love. We are shedding, as it were, so much of the old self as we progress. And Lynn must learn this. She must understand this more clearly. I don't know, it's very difficult for me because there is so much that I want to say, so much that I want to do, but it can only be done when those who, through whom I shall work and work, will forget themselves and say, well, I'm not important, I'm merely an instrument, and here I will put and say and do all that is given to me, but I am not important. We must forget ourselves, it's the only way. If we think too much of ourselves, if we are constantly thinking that I am this or I am that and I have to do this and I have to do that, the approach must be impersonal in a sense. You must forget self. It's the only way to progress. And if this book is to be a success, the personal element must be taken from it. It must be given to the world in such a way that they will see that it is truly a revelation of the Spirit for all people, that all people may be blessed and benefit, and that they too in turn, because of it, will want to forget self in true service and in true brotherhood and in true love together in harmony. There must not be the element of personality, there must not be the self. We must destroy the selfish motives, the selfish ideas. We must lose ourselves in love and in doing the work that love entails for all peoples. Oh, it is not easy, but it is very important. And it is very important indeed that anything that is done in the way of the book, it must be so less of self and so much more of love and spiritual truth. I'm sorry, but that is how I feel so intensely about it.
Well, Leslie and I felt very much the same last night. It doesn't seem to make sense to a lot of people. And I think, as you do, that so many people would think it's just fanatical.
I'm sorry, but I'm sure that it must be very much changed. Anyway, don't worry about it. No doubt in time she will see the reason why it is not accepted. And if she doesn't, then I will advise her. If she asks me, I should tell her exactly what I feel and what I think. That is all one can do.
Mm.
Anyway, don't you worry about it. And if I don't have the opportunity of coming again before Christmas, I wish for you a happy Christmas.
Thank you.
And don't worry, and to you too, Leslie, and to others that are interested. Goodbye. God bless you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Michaela.
Happy Christmas.
Yes. Well, you know he's saying that to you, is it?
Well, you can say it.
Bye-bye. Have a happy Christmas to all of you. And thank you so much.